Hello, Stockholm. Hello, Sweden. Hello, third happiest country in the world. The ugly mood of racism has taken over the world, ladies and gentlemen. I just flew here yesterday from Oslo. I just spent the last week in Norway, and oh my God, you would not believe the amount of shit those people are talking about you. Oh my God, I've heard it from three different people. You know what they say about you, Sweden? They said that Swedish people are our Mexicans. They said they sneak across the border and come here and take all our good jobs. I couldn't believe it, man. So you guys better get over there before they build a wall or something. Sweden is consistently, year after year, the third happiest country in the world. Norway's always number one, and then sometimes Finland will work their ass off, and Finland will be number one. And Sweden is always third, and I love that attitude in Sweden. You're like, hey man, we're just happy enough. We're not trying too hard. What the fuck does that mean? Just enough, not enough. Yeah, I saw that in the gift shop, lady. On some shit I didn't buy. When I was getting my little Viking refrigerator magnet, I reached right over the shit that said Lagom. Sweden has improved the world in so many ways. Sweden invented the three-point seatbelt for Volvo. And Sweden did not patent it because they wanted to make the world a better place and save lives. In the 1970s, Norway did not know how much gas and oil they had. And Norway tried to make a deal with Sweden to cut you in on their oil profits for 40% of Volvo. Sweden said no. And in the end, long term, that would have been $85 billion. 10 years ago, Volvo was sold for only $1.5 billion. I think Sweden would be a lot happier if you guys were a little better at making deals. Fuck you people, that's hilarious. My favorite Swedish person of all time is Bjorn Borg. I was a little kid watching the greatest tennis matches of all time. Bjorn Borg versus John McEnroe. McEnroe was an immature child American. You gotta be out of your mind. And Bjorn was so handsome and serious and focused. And I lived in Holland for years. And all over Europe, Bjorn Borg has underwear stores that sell women's underwear. And I think that's so beautiful that Bjorn Borg, when he was the Wimbledon champion, he saw so many pairs of panties, he thought, I could turn this into a career. I think it's funny, in Sweden, it's illegal for parents to give their children a stupid name. Which I think that's really funny, because me, as a visiting foreigner, all your names sound kind of stupid. My friend Thorbjorn told me that. The United States is fighting for its soul right now, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of hardcore people love calling Donald Trump Hitler. That's over the top. You know, Adolf Hitler originally wanted to be an artist. But he wasn't that good at it. His paintings sucked. That's why whenever I see an artist selling his paintings on the sidewalk or at a festival and they're not very good, I always buy a couple. You never know what Holocaust you might be preventing. People come to my apartment and go, man, your taste in art sucks. And I go, yeah, but think of the lives I'm saving.